course of discussing movies, the host will spoil plots. You've been warned. Listen to their screams.
Greetings, ghouls and creeps, and welcome to Listen to Their Screams, a horror podcast that feels like you're chatting with friends. I am one of your friends, Dave. We're joined as always by our other friend, Ike. Ike, how are you?
Hey, not too shabby. Living the dream. It's a rainy day here. It's starting to rain over here.
Yeah. I do dig the rain. It's an appropriate back setting for talking about horror movies.
It is.
And on this episode, we are doing actually two movie reviews since we missed the last week. We wanted to be sure to talk about the movie we were going to do called Dolly. So that will be the first review. And the second will be the new release, Hokum. So we will get to that in just a bit. Before we get there, Ike, did you watch anything else this, I guess, 2 weeks?
Well, I actually watched a few things. I watched some stuff on AMC Plus, and then I think a couple things even on Screenbox. But outside of the two movies, I watched that movie Kenneled. Which I think I clocked that one pretty well. I was like, okay, it's either about like a weird like mutant or something, or it's about like a human dressed up as a dog. And it was in fact the latter. And then I watched the movie Night Patrol. It was pretty good. I would say that it's definitely. It kind of gave me Purge vibes, but like Purge crossed with like a monster flick. Not too bad. I would say it's worthwhile. Pretty actiony. And then I watched Hell House LLC Lineage on Shudder. That was the one that was in theaters, and I certainly see the critiques that people had in that movie. And then let's see, I watched a movie called House on Haunted Grounds. It was just a Tubi movie. Same thing with a movie called Somnium. Somnium was a little bit better than the other one. But and then last but not least, I watched Don't Dream About Me, which is a sort of documentary that kind of looks into. I'm not sure if it's like a real documentary or if it's like one of those like.
Mockumentaries?
Yeah, like a mockumentary where it's supposed to be kind of spooky. But basically it talks about like precognition and having dreams that like foretell the future. And it's kind of eerie, but it was very good. And it's made by a YouTuber who goes by the name McJugger Nuggets. So if people, that's an old, yeah, McJugger Nuggets.
Oh, Lord, what a name. Okay, well, that's quite a list. I don't believe I watched anything. I can't remember. For sure. Like I said, I've been on a Star Trek rewatch. I'm about midway through the Next Generation series. So, and then, of course, I'm always watching Supernatural. But I don't remember. I don't recall watching any other horror movies except for the two for this week. So I did intend to watch Kenneled, but I haven't watched that yet. So, and I wasn't aware the Hell House movie was out already, so. Or it just slipped by me. So I will probably give that a watch since I've seen all the others. Okay, then. Well, let's take a brief break. And when we come back, we'll have all kinds of news and birthdays and such. So stick around. Make sure you subscribe to Listen to Their Screams on your favorite podcast platform. Also, make sure you look us up on social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Letterboxd, TikTok, and Slasher. All you have to do is look up Listen to Screams. That is Listen the number 2 in Screams, and you can find us there. Also, make sure you go and buy yourself a Listen to Their Screams t-shirt. You can find all of our shirts at tinyurl.com/screamsshirts.
Spread the news. And welcome back with the news. All right, so we're going to rock and roll through some stuff here. First things first, we have the Silent Night, Deadly Night remake is now available to view on Screenbox. We do have a full review of this way back when, and around Christmas time, and it was very good, very, very, very good, and had some really great people in it. And I do want to rewatch it, but I am going to save it for the holiday season.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Yeah, I can't. I'm looking forward to rewatching it. It was, yeah, I really enjoyed it, and super glad it's on Screenbox, which I think we knew it would probably hit one of those, but which I believe, I could be wrong, but I believe Screenbox has the originals too. So when the time comes, we could just do a whole big Silent Night, Deadly Night watch of it all.
True, very true. Yeah, and they do have a bunch of them. I was actually going through it the other day because I finally got Screambox to work on my because I have a smart TV in my living room that doesn't have the Screambox app, but I have a Roku stick that I put out there, and you can get Screambox on Roku sticks. So I've been trying to watch more on Screambox now that I can. But very good. But speaking of Screambox and speaking of Kenneled is now streaming on Screambox. Kenneled's a good one. Like I said, I gave it a watch, and without spoilers, it while it was certainly what I expected it to be, at a premise, the actual story and like how everything kind of follows through is a lot different than what I thought it would be. So I highly recommend that anybody who just likes like good simple horror movies, because really it's a simple premise. I mean, you might think, oh, this is going to be super meta. It's really not. It's pretty simple, but they do it so well. But anyways, check out Kenneled on Screenbox. We love to support our Screenbox
That's
boys
right.
and girls over there.
That's right. One of the this again, this is one of those kind of movies that yeah, we probably wouldn't have the pleasure of getting to see very easily if it weren't for these services. So yeah, a big supporter of Screambox. Like I said, I've intended to watch Kindle, haven't done it yet. Hopefully we'll watch it by next episode. But yeah, everybody go check it out.
Yep, absolutely. But all right. Now we have Send Help also on streaming on Hulu and Disney Plus May 7th. So as a release, you guys will check out Send Help. We do have a full review in the archives. Send Help is pretty solid. Would I call it a traditional horror movie? Probably not. More of a thriller. Maybe a survival thriller if you want. But it's still fun. It was enjoyable enough. So if you guys want to check it out, I highly recommend it. It's a good Sam Raimi flick.
Yeah, fun movie. Fun watch. Wouldn't call it a horror movie, but it's still fun, still worth watching. And I do chuckle because of all these merges and buyouts and blah blah blah. It is so funny to me to see, Send Help now available on Disney Plus. It just seems, it seems funny. Does that mean that character is she a Disney princess?
I'd say so.
I
I'd say
would,
that tracks.
I totally buy that doll. But Send Help was a fun movie. But yeah, not really a horror movie, but a good actiony thriller, whatever. It's still worth a watch. But one of those movies I told Monica she needs to watch it now that's out. I thought this is right up your alley. Monica will love it. But yeah, it's a fun watch. It's worth it.
Yeah, 100% agree. But speaking of movies that will be fun, we have a movie we've not seen yet, but we did want to watch it. Faces of Death is going to be available on video on demand on May 12th. Yeah, May 12th. So that's here in a few days, about a week. And this was a movie we were going to review. It was on our schedule, but our theaters did not end up getting it. So that, and that happens sometimes, you know what I mean? We understand that theaters can't always get it in our area, and we have to roll with the punches, you know what I mean? We thought they would. We're like, well, you get all these other weird movies, we figured, okay, you'll get this one. I mean, it had a pretty decent budget if I recall correctly. And but in any case, yeah, if you guys watch video on demand, you can see it. And if eventually it'll probably make its way into streaming
Yeah, I'm sure.
service, probably something like a Screambox or a Shudder. But I mean,
Probably.
hey, it's coming up.
Yeah,
But
I'm interested
all
in
right.
watching. I haven't heard a lot of good things about it, but that's okay. I still want to give it a watch and see what it's all about. And yeah, movie I wanted to review, but it was peculiar to me that we didn't get it. It's like because we get some of these other limited movies and things that I don't know. I don't know. I just thought we're below the pecking order of this one, but Faces of Death. But who knows the thinking of these things? But anyway, looking forward to watching it. And probably it might be a video on demand buy for me. I don't know. It depends on the price.
True. Yeah, I'm gonna say it's if it's reasonably priced, I you know that would probably I would potentially buy it, but it kind of depends. I have heard some up and down things about it. I think the big thing is with this movie, a lot of people were really hardcore comparing it to the original Faces of Death, which was a lot different. So I think that was one of the big like criticisms that I heard. But no, yeah, I think it'll be good, and I'll be willing to give it a shot. It's got Dacre Montgomery in it, who was in Stranger Things for a little bit, and he's a pretty swell fella. So, but
Yeah,
I don't know.
pretty keen.
Pretty keen. But all right, enough talk about Faces of Death. We'll probably have a little conversation about that eventually when we get to watch it. But
Sure.
for now, we'll move on to Black Phone 2, which is coming to Netflix on May 16th. First and foremost, fuck Netflix. Second of all, no, I'm just kidding. I'm not really kidding, but no offense to people who like Netflix and stuff like that, but man, there are so many much better streaming services, and I don't know, just the Netflix thing, they raise their prices, man, and that just kills me. They raise their ad tier prices. Bro, how are you going to, in the middle of everything that's going on, be like, you know what? It's bad enough that we have an ad tier and that this used to be the price of the normal tier, but now we're going to make it an ad tier and we're going to raise the prices. So anyways, if you guys have Netflix, check it out. I thought it was actually on a different streaming service for a little while, but I could be wrong.
No, maybe it was. I don't know.
But
Yeah, I'm not. I rarely watch anything on Netflix. I mean, I literally watch like Stranger Things, and I don't know that I watched much else. I just don't. I don't know. They don't have a lot. I don't know. That appeals to me, I guess. I mean, occasionally a thing or two, but not nearly what I watch other services. But
oh no, absolutely. I'm the same way. I like you said, there's like a handful of things that I watched on Netflix. Alice in Borderlands was a good one. It was kind of horror-esque. And then Stranger Things. But then every other show that I ever wanted to watch, they canceled after one season.
yeah.
So it's, don't get me started. But we did review Black Phone specifically.
Sure, we did. Black Phone
So
2.
that, that
Yeah. So there you go. Watch it.
that oh yeah, Black Phone 2, sorry. But that is in the archives for people who want to check that out and watch it on Netflix, I guess. But
Or just buy it on
anyways,
video on demand.
there is a follow-up movie to Long Legs come to theaters on January. Or physical media.
There you go. Yeah.
But there is a follow-up movie, guys, coming for Long Legs, coming to theaters on January 14, 2028. Has Osgood Perkins returning to direct, and of course, Nicolas Cage starring. As I understand, and Dave can correct me here, I believe that this is supposed to be like a prequel of some sort to kind of explain the weird guy.
That's what I've heard. I don't know how much that's been confirmed or if that's just rumor, but that's
Right.
what makes sense.
I think so. Especially if you're bringing back Nick Cage. I mean, perhaps a spoiler, if you have not watched the movie, they did kill our boy in the first movie. So I'd venture to guess it'd have to be a prequel or like some Black Phone 2-esque thing where
Just.
like he's like a ghost.
Just go with the prequel.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. I mean, his character was pretty mysterious. It makes sense. So, but all right. But we did. Well, we both love Long Legs, so we're both excited for this.
I am.
Very good. But what is it? He said, "Mommy,
Yeah.
Daddy."
As only Nick Cage can.
So good. It's so good. I need to rewatch that. Long Legs is one of those movies that. I want people to watch, but if somebody's never seen a horror movie, you don't want to sit them down in front of Long Legs and make them watch it, because that would for sure scar them from watching horror movies. You kind of have to slowly traumatize them and then get them into something like Long Legs. I remember Kayla's cousin, she does not like horror movies, and I jokingly said she should watch Long Legs because I definitely think that that would. That sent her off the
Yeah.
deep end.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I mean, see,
But
when people say they don't like horror movies, I don't accept that as a blanket statement.
same.
I still believe even people that say that there is a horror movie they would enjoy. Now, maybe, they don't like the extreme stuff. They don't like to be scared too much, but I still believe there is something that falls under the category of horror that they would enjoy.
One, yeah, no, 100%. I think that the idea that there is like no horror movie that would fit the criteria that someone would want is because they have not watched enough horror movies, because there's so many different
There
varieties of
is.
horror movies, and there's so many different genres and
Yes.
subgenres, and yeah.
Yeah, I just don't, I don't accept that as a blanket statement, but to each their own.
Yeah, 100%. Some people don't like them. That's perfectly fine. But yeah, to each their own.
It must suck not having all that happiness in their lives.
It's true. But all right. Let's see. We have two more things under news here. We had a lot of news this week. Two more things in our news. Both of these are not so good pieces of news. But Bo Starr, who played Sheriff Ben Meeker in the Halloween 4 and 5, passed away, unfortunately, on April 24th. We had a few people pass away lately, I feel like, but I did see this one. Obviously, a very integral character to those films to some degree, and definitely will be missed, of course.
Yeah, and we've talked about, that little era of Halloween, and it's kind of a divisive thing, but some people really, really love it. Some people really enjoy it. So yeah, this is, it obviously sucks, but it's going to hit home pretty hard for those people that love, this little trilogy of Halloween movies of that era. So, but yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, it does. But he will, of course, be forever immortalized in those films. So
Yeah.
always go back and watch those. And along the same lines, unfortunately, we also had Jonathan Tiersten, who played Angela's cousin Ricky in Sleepaway Camp. He did pass away, unfortunately, a couple days ago on May 5th. That was kind of surprising to see, too. I feel like, I mean, he wasn't terribly old. I mean, he was. I'm probably what in his 50s, 60s, but he was not a terribly old man, and I feel like he was still pretty active. I feel like I've seen him do conventions.
Yes.
Maybe I'm misremembering, but I mean, I feel like he's recently done stuff.
Yeah, he's been out there. I don't want to say anything. There's not been a cause of death. It does worry me because of, I don't know, because of, again, the age. You never know, but it I don't know. I'm concerned when they release a cause of death. But again, that's whatever. That's not, I don't care. That's not, it's not our business per se, just the families, the friends, close friends. As fans, it just sucks, right? I so would have, he would have been a cool guy to meet at a convention because I love Sleepaway Camp, and and it would have been cool because he was, a very important part of that movie.
Absolutely, very integral part of that movie. They thought he was the killer for a hot minute, but
Looked like the killer. He
he did.
Oh, Ricky.
Oh, Mickey.
Yes, silly guy.
But all right, I think that is all of our news. So we have one birthday this week. We have a May 12th, 1961 birthday. Of course, this is LaParque Lincoln, known for her role as Tina in the Friday 13th part. Seven, yeah, part seven, the New Blood. That's a good one. New Blood is Tina is the she's got like the psychic powers, right? If I recall correctly.
That raises Jason and stuff, but it's, I like it, and I think LaParque passed away not too far long ago. I don't think it's just a few years ago.
Yeah, I believe so.
I think while we were doing the podcast, it's but which obviously that sucks, but we'll remember her for the positives that, on her birthday.
Yeah, absolutely. Very, very good movie. Definitely a little bit of a departure from the other Friday 13th films, like you said. She definitely made her mark. I feel like I've seen her do, prior to her passing, she was pretty active in the con circuits and whatnot.
Yeah.
So, other than that, there's no other birthdays, but we do have some movie anniversaries. We have the first one, May 9th, of course, 1973, Soylent Green. I've never seen Soylent Green, but if I recall correctly, it's like, the world is taken over by like so because Soylent Green's like a food, isn't it? And it's like people.
Made up people.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But I don't know. I don't know if it's a taken over. Oh, it's been forever since. I believe it was more of a an approach to solving a food problem, maybe.
Okay.
I think, but it's been a long time. But yeah, it's a fun movie. Yeah, it's one of those that yeah should be high on my list for a rewatch because, like I said, it's been a while. But yeah, but it's, again, it's, even so many people that don't haven't seen the movie know Soylent Green and what that the you know eating the human thing, you know, and they at least have a vague idea. It's funny.
So I've never seen it, but I do know that like that's like kind of like the big reveal. Now, not even remotely the same, but I did watch recently Idiocracy with Luke Wilson in
Yeah.
it. It's such a funny movie.
Why did that come up during Soylent Green?
I don't know. I don't know why. For some reason, in my mind, like because I think Soylent Green's kind of futuristic as well. But yeah, no, but it's like, you know, it's like the future and they do weird stuff and, electrolytes, it's what the plants crave. But, no, yeah, Soylent Green. I do need to watch that. I've never given it a watch, but like you said, like it has that sort of pop culture, you know, name power where like, I've never seen it, but hell, I know it's about eating people.
Yeah, and you just—I mean—you hear it in like other shows and stuff, and other movies and different things. I've heard it mentioned. You know, if it's, you're talking about cannibalism or eating people, and it's, you know, they'll be, oh, it's a Soylent Green thing, or, you know, just—I don't know—it's just out there.
No, absolutely, and like you said, it's very much it's iconic. I like you said, I've seen in other media where like they make jokes about Soylent Green, but very good. But all right, we're gonna jump now to the next one, which is sorry, my screen went dark. May 9th, 1995, definitely a departure from Soylent Green. We have Ice Cream Man.
That's
Yeah,
not that big a
we've.
departure.
No, yeah, I guess it's not that terribly different. Same approximate ballpark.
He's putting some people on some of the ice cream.
He sure is.
Ice Cream Man's a great movie. Everybody needs to watch Ice Cream Man. Clint Howard's spectacular in it.
Very true. And saying you got to talk to Clint Howard for a little bit too, didn't you?
I did, yeah. Got to talk a little bit about the old Ice Cream Man and yeah. And I'm urging companies out there, we need more Ice Cream Man merchandise. The Clint Howard's character from Ice Cream Man would make a great installment in the Toonie Terrors line.
Yep, yeah, I think you would.
I mean,
Are
Clint,
they're making a remake of it, aren't they?
you know, they're making an Ice Cream Man, but I'm not exactly sure what it is. If it's a direct remake, I'm not sure it's peculiar, but there isn't an Ice Cream Man coming out. I've not really looked deep into it. I'm assuming it's a remake, but I don't know. Hopefully with that, maybe that'll bring a little attention to the original. We'll get, you know, get some stuff. I need a figure, some figures. A Funko Pop, something. I don't care. Give me something.
Yeah, absolutely. I think a Funko Pop would be good.
I'll take anything.
I do like a good Funko Pop.
To my
That's a good
knowledge,
one.
I don't think I don't recall anything merchandise-wise from Ice Cream Man, any kind of figures that I've ever seen. I could be wrong, but I've never, not that I recall. That's a shame. I mean, look at Clint Howard, man. He is made for a toy. He has such a unique look. He would be perfect to make into some kind of toy.
I think so. I think so. And so he's done a lot of weird characters that I think would fall into that area. So,
And I mean that in the best of ways, Clint. You're a handsome fella. Ice Cream Man's a great
all
movie.
right.
Everybody needs to watch it
Yeah,
again.
I need to go back and watch it because I've never had a chance to sit
Oh,
down and watch
I
it.
love it.
I've
He's so
seen a
good.
lot about it, but another pop culture. That's another pop culture where I see a lot of references to Ice Cream Man. But all right, let's see here. Okay, this is a throwback. This is one we talk about a lot, actually. May 9th of 1980, we have Friday the 13th. You know, Friday the 13th is probably one of the more iconic, you know, slasher films of the last, you know, 100 years. And I think it's very interesting to kind of look at, you know, where we were with. Friday 13th then and where we are now. Things were so much simpler back then.
Yeah. But it's funny because, it's, we say it was so much simpler, but because of some of the stuff involved at the time is why we've gotten all this legal ramification that's held up things so much. They didn't think about those things, but yeah, it's funny to think, right? When this came out, it was kind of a new concept. I mean, it had been done, right? Obviously, there's Halloween and there's other ones, but it's not like there was 500 million, the masked killer type. Well, this one obviously didn't have a masked killer, but you know what I mean? The concept.
Right.
But yeah, it's a fun movie. I like it. I know you feel like it's a little bit of a redundant part of the story that doesn't need told this in depth, but I do enjoy it. And I try to think what it would have been like to watch it in 1980, thinking one thing, and then how many people were surprised it was the mom. It seems like a little bit of a twist there at the end that maybe would have got people at that time. It's just old hat to us now, but
I was gonna say the concept of that twist is not new, but yeah,
it would have been pretty
it's
fresh in 80 in 1980.
it would have been it would have been. I think that kind of the same thing with the whole Star Wars reveal with Darth Vader, because we just had May the 4th just this week, so I feel like I got to bring it up. But like Star Wars, Darth Vader, Luke, I am your father, and that whole shtick. I mean that's unheard of, what I mean? And today's day and age, actually getting a surprise like that past people, it's just unheard of.
Yeah, and again, whatever you think, it doesn't matter, right? If you're a fan or not, we've said it before about so much. You cannot undersell the historical horror importance of Friday the 13th. I mean, it literally, Jason Voorhees is a next level character. Everybody knows Jason. I mean, he is easily, to me, top three. I always say there's the Holy Trinity, right? There's Michael, Jason, and Freddy. Everybody knows who they are. Everybody knows what they look like. Even if you hate horror movies, you don't watch horror movies, you don't care. Everybody knows them. And so regardless of anything else and what you think of the movie or the franchise or whatever else, it is such a genre changing movie for that alone. I mean, Friday the 13th is one of the most merchandised movies. Jason's such one of the most merchandised characters of all time, probably of any genre, pretty much. It's not just one of the biggest horror characters or whatever you want to call it. It's just in general, right? I mean, people know Jason. I mean, you mentioned Star Wars, right? People know Darth Vader. People know these things. People know Jason, whether they watch the movies or not. They still know who he is.
Yeah, absolutely. Cannot beat the classic Jason. And I hope that we can get some good stuff from the current, menagerie that we're getting with Crystal Lake and whatnot. So,
Yeah.
we'll see. We're still waiting on that with bated breath. But I hope to see the iconic Jason Voorhees again very soon.
Yeah, I'll take anything right now at this point.
Absolutely.
It's been too
Well,
long.
and our next birthday is a more recent one. Well, not birthday, maybe movie anniversary. We have May 9th, 2025, Clown in a Cornfield. I know this is one of the ones that I was really looking forward to, and it was pretty good, and I enjoyed it. And I do think the book was better, but I still enjoyed to see the characters on the big screen. And I hope that they are able to go in and make some more movies. I think that'd be really cool because there's more books.
Yeah, I think that's the plan. But yeah, fun movie. Spooky clowns are always fun.
Absolutely. And we do have a review of this in the archives, so you guys can definitely go check that out. But our next one here, and this is kind of time.
We just mentioned it, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Very timely. May 13th, 1988, we have Friday 13th, Part 7, The New Blood. We had May 12th as a birthday for LaParque Lincoln. So the day after her birthday, this movie premiered, and Very, very, very odd timing there, but it's exciting. I'm sure that would have been, that was probably fun for her at the time, and an exciting experience to say, "Hey, I had a movie come out right after I had my birthday."
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Pretty neat. But yeah, we just talked about it a little bit. Love them. I like the movie. It's fun. I think it's a good installment in the franchise. So yeah, good movie.
Yeah, absolutely. And then May 13th of 1988, so same weekend, Maniac Cop.
Ooh.
Maniac Cop's a good one.
Yeah.
This is one I recently watched in the last year or so, and maybe year or two. And yeah, no, it's great. I was very surprised by this one. It's something I'd never seen before, and so when I watched it, I definitely was like, oh, okay, yeah, I can dig it. I know Dave's a huge Maniac Cop fan.
Oh, I am. Love it. Such a good movie. But
No.
yeah, everybody needs to watch Maniac Cop.
Oh yeah, absolutely. But all right, so I think that does it for our anniversaries. We got an upcoming release here. We have Whistle coming to Shudder on May 8th, so the day after release, and it is described as a misfit group of high school students stumble upon a cursed object, an ancient Aztec death whistle. They discover that blowing the whistle and the terrifying sound it emits will summon their future deaths to hunt them down. And we will be reviewing this movie next episode. Now, I remember when this was in theaters. This was came out on the same weekend as like another big movie that I think we watched instead.
Yeah, I believe so.
So this was one of those like, okay, we wanted to watch it, but it was just the timing was not right. But no, I do want to watch this one, so I'm very excited that this is coming to Shudder of all places on the 8th.
Yeah, I am. I'm too. I'm looking forward to it. And one that it's like I wanted to watch it and everything else and totally forgot about it after it happened. But, and then here we go. Shudder to the rescue. And yeah, get to watch it and review it next episode.
There you go. So, all right. I think that is it for our news, birthdays, anniversaries, and releases. So, we will take a quick break. And when we come back, we will have our double review of Dolly and Hokum. Stick around.
This is Wrestling Nostalgia, the podcast that dives into wrestling history. Hey, wrestling fans, I'm Dave Dynasty. And if you enjoy podcasts that are knowledgeable and history-driven, then Wrestling Nostalgia is for you. With great guests and fun interviews, there are over 200 episodes in our archives. We chat with several first-time guests and often cover topics not discussed on other podcasts. Look up Wrestling Nostalgia on your favorite podcast platform and visit all of our links at linktree.com/WrasslePod. That is linktr.ee/RASSLEPOD. And remember, wherever you go, whatever you do, be good, be safe, and keep on growing.
Okay, it is review time. And we do have two reviews. So we're just going to combine them here. I'm going to go through all the stuff and we'll just talk about it all at once. So first we have Dolly, written by Rod Blackhurst and Brandon Weevil, directed by Rod Blackhurst, starring Fabian Treese, Sean William Scott, and the wrestler Max the Impaler. I was very excited to see that because I kept wondering, man, who played this Dolly? This person's great and everything else. Then I looked up and it's Max the Impaler. I love Max the Impaler. She's great. Oh, excuse me. They're great. She's her pronouns are they them. So I did it again. But anyway, Max is great. So I was very super excited to see that they played Dolly in this. So the movie was released on March 6th on video on demand, and it did have a limited theatrical release, and then hit Shudder on April 24th. It did gross $473,909 domestically on that limited release, which was good for number 17 for that weekend. Okay, we're also going to review Hokum, written and directed by Damien McCarthy, starring Adam Scott, Peter Coonan, David Wilmot, Florence Otish, and others. Released on May 1st in theaters, it grossed $6,428,305 domestically on opening weekend, which was good for number five. Okay, now we're going to combine these because I can. Here's the thing. Since we don't do spoilers, and so we can't go too in depth on these because it will give away all kinds of stuff. But here's what I think. I loved both these movies in different ways, right? Dolly is very much that what we talked before, like the mass killer type movie. But Dolly had, man, it had some disturbing scenes. That
Yeah.
made me cringe, and I like it when they can do something to kind of make me cringe a little bit. And that just doesn't, you get kind of attuned to some of the stuff, right, that they do in these kind of slashery type killer movies. So when they can come up with something that kind of makes you wince a little, that's a good thing. I had high hopes for Dolly coming in, but I fucking loved it. I thought this is absolutely one of my favorite movies so far of the year. But this movie, though, is literally the kind of movie made in my wheelhouse, right? Just the actiony, slashery, monster type movie. Doesn't, nothing to overthink. Loved it. I also loved Hokel, but it's a very different kind of way, right? It's very creepy, very scary, very intense movie. One of the best, number one, I love Adam Scott. I love pretty much everything he does. But one of the best things about Hokum is, and I don't think this is, I don't, it's not really, I don't think spoiler. Adam Scott's character for a good chunk of the early movie, I hated him. Not because of his performance, because I hated the character. You were supposed to, I don't think you're supposed to like it. It's very much, along with everything that's going on, it's very much a redemption story for him. There's a little twist to the movie that I didn't catch until pretty deep into the movie. And then I thought, oh, I see what happened here. And it's pretty intense. But yeah, loved both these movies. We'll review them in a minute. Tell me what you thought of them.
Yeah, I would say that they're very different movies. They're on opposite ends of the spectrum. I would say Hokum is more akin to a slow burn. I don't want to say necessarily like a full slow burn, but it is more akin to like that style of movie, right? There's a build up.
Yes.
Versus Dolly is very much a in your face, like this is what's happening. Dolly also kind of gave me like Texas Chainsaw vibes.
Oh, yes, definitely.
I kind of like that inbred type concept in a way. But no, Dolly was great. So Dolly had a lot of really great gore and just violence. And, there's some. So when I watched the movie, I didn't know that these people were all in it. Like Ethan Suplee, who was from like My Name is Earl. And the other guy is, oh God. Oh, Sean William Scott. And
Yeah, from American Pie.
I was like, what the hell is this guy doing here?
And he's in that, what's that Tim Allen show? It's like Changing Gears. It's on now. I don't watch it, but he's in that.
He is. I think I've seen one episode of it just because it was
Yeah.
on, but
I've seen a few because Monica watches it, but yeah, he's in it, but.
no, I mean he I'm just like, okay, well that's pretty cool. I mean, these are people I haven't seen in a while. So it's really neat to see them in a horror setting, and they both did a really good job. But it was a very small scale. It was in the woods, obviously, and I think that they did a very good job with the resources that they had, and I think that Dolly definitely personifies more of that kind of gritty type filmmaking where it's like, we're going to keep this as simple as possible, but you're going to get some
Yes.
really brutal kills out of this, and it's going to just be absolutely beautiful.
It's what we have talked about when you know your lane, know what you
Yes.
have, and don't try to overdo. Dolly, and I'm going to say this, and it's not a negative. Dolly's a simple movie.
Oh, yeah.
It should be, right? We've always said this. Every movie does not have to have a bunch of layers and a bunch of try to work in twists. It's okay to tell just a straight, simple, direct story and do it right and do it well. And Dolly did that. I'm telling you, Dolly, I loved it. Just absolutely loved it. And again, that's one of those. I need some merchandise, man. I need some figure. I guess Dolly, I guess that is that the name of the character? I don't know. Did they give it any other name that I'm, I don't, I call that character Dolly. I don't know if that was it or not, but I need some figures and of Dolly.
Yeah, I think they call. I don't know if anybody specifically calls her them Dolly, but I
I don't
know
think they
that.
call her anything, do they?
I think Ethan Suplee's character calls them girl or something like that, or
Yeah,
thug girl.
stuff like that, kind of vague terms. But I don't think there's ever, I
Like
don't
a
think there's ever,
specific name.
yeah, a name is. I don't know. I don't know. I'm gonna call her Dolly, but yeah, sorry, but yeah, it's just a fun, simple horror movie. It's so
Right.
good. They did it. They knew what they wanted. They knew what they could do. And they did it perfectly to the best of their abilities and didn't try to, they got the most from what they had, but didn't try to overstretch to Yeah, I don't know. They never lost a minute, right? This is so totally something you can see happening. I mean,
Oh no, absolutely. I mean, this is, I think Dolly kind of personifies the more realistic side of horror, that this is just like some crazy person in the woods kind of deal, you know?
that's right. You go down to what's that fucking, what's that region called where they always take school supplies and shit, why am I shooting a blank on it?
Oh, like the Appalachian
Yeah,
Mountains?
there you go, the Appalachians. Yeah, I mean, this is totally something. It's like you wander too deep into that and
Oh, absolutely. I mean, even people from the Appalachia will tell you, don't go to the
yeah,
Appalachia.
but
They're like, we're well aware there's some fucky shit happening here.
yeah, but again, very, very, very good comparison to the original Texas Chainsaw. It's exactly the not the story, whatever. I mean, maybe a little even, but it's just the vibe, right? That vibe, that feel, that like you said, it's very gritty. It's very, man, it's just I loved it, right? But you're right, feel wise, perception wise, or however you want to say it. Yeah, Texas Chainsaw, it's a very comparable thing. I don't know, man. I hope they try to do another. I hope they come up with a good story for it. If not, I hope they just let it be. Just leave it as is. But we don't need Dolly going to space or anything.
No. Dolly can remain firmly on Earth. But no, like you said, it definitely has like the Texas Chainsaw vibes, kind of like that sort of old school grindhouse horror type feeling to it.
This is
And
a movie that I would we talk about rewatchability. I would freaking rewatch it today. I
oh
mean,
yeah,
I
absolutely.
loved it. I mean, this is one of those movies that I'm going to end up watching a lot in my life that I'm going to go back to when I just want to throw on a good, what we, a quote unquote, comfort horror. This is right there on that list for me now. We talked about
Oh yeah.
Maniac Cop and Ice Cream Man, those movies that I love. This is right in those veins for me that fits right with them of just super fun, made for Dave kind of horror. I
Right.
cannot, man, I just can't rave on this enough.
Well, and I think it got pretty decent reviews, but I do think this will be one of those movies that people will appreciate in later years, kind of like the Texas Chainsaw film. You know what I mean? It didn't have a huge release, but like Texas Chainsaw is a staple now in horror, so I think this will kind of be somewhat similar in the fact that, you know, we'll come back around to this in a few years and people will be like, man, Dolly's super underrated, super underappreciated, but I do hope they do more with it because obviously they left the door open, they always do. And but on the flip side of that, we had Hokum. I did like Hokum. I do want to rewatch Hokum because this is one of those movies I feel like you can miss some things.
Definitely. Yes.
There's a lot of small details, so I feel like similar to what was the movie we watched not too long ago where it was based around sound,
Undertone.
Undertone. I
Yeah.
feel like both these movies I kind of put into that category of there's stuff that I'm probably missing, so I need to go back rewatch because I need to make sure I'm not missing anything. But also, it was a good movie, like you said. I love Adam Scott, I love him in pretty much anything he does. But he was in that movie that are in a TV show, Severance, which is really good,
It's Park
and
and Rec.
Parks and Recreation. He was in Step Brothers.
Oh yeah.
But no, I really loved it. He was good. I'm trying to think if there's anybody else in there that I specifically remember from other movies, but not a whole lot.
I didn't recognize anybody. That doesn't mean that they weren't there. You know, which sometimes the looks are different or stuff. But yeah, I didn't really
Right.
recognize it, many other people. But they all did great. But you're definitely right on with Hokum. Is it's a build.
Yes.
You gotta give it some time because when this first started, I thought just the first bit, right? A few bits, I thought, what the fuck's going on here? I'm like, I don't understand what just, you know, how it started. Okay, it's like how it started. I was following what's going on, and then there was a shift, right? Like the post-title shift. And I'm like, well, what the fuck happened? It's like I don't understand. You know, it's like it was a weird, not weird, but it was a jump there, and if you don't give it time, you don't understand. Yeah, you can't let that drag you down, right? It's not as weird or confusing as I say it is if you watch the movie. It all makes sense in the end. But again, it's nice when they can really tie something in character-wise that it doesn't feel forced. You know what I mean? It's not just there to be there. And to me, Adam Scott's character has a little bit of a I don't want to say redemption, but a little bit of a little bit, right? It's a self-awareness, the thing that happens with him, whatever he wants to call it. Again, early in the movie, I hated him. He was a dick. And but you know, by the time it's over, you have a different appreciation for the character, a deeper understanding. And it wasn't something that they just forced into it. It was very, very important to the story, to the movie. So I thought it was a good layer. And again, Adam Scott played it well. And it was definitely a creepy movie.
It was. It definitely had the eeriness factor to it, which I feel like a lot of movies are very subtle in nowadays. I feel like a lot of it's very not, it's not that slow burn eeriness where it's like it kind of reaches like that fever pitch. This one's one of those ones where it's like it's building that eeriness. And like you said, there's that major shift, but it all kind of comes together in the end. Like I said, I want to rewatch it because I swear I'm probably missing like half of like the little niche things that happen in the background.
Yeah, and that's the one thing about movies like this. It's kind of filmed dark and everything, and right? I get that's the style, that's what you want. But it is sometimes you find yourself watching that background so much and looking like when there's the shadows, you're like, oh, is there something gonna that you're kind of not paying attention to the what's happening in the story sometimes, right? You get caught up in trying to see, oh, is there a jump scare? Is there, some eyes in the background, or is there this and that? And it's kind of hard to catch everything. And it's,
It
yeah,
is.
this is definitely a movie that it's almost like you need that first watch just to take it in the over, the broad scope. And then you need to watch it again so that you can really try to get a little deeper.
Absolutely. 100%.
So, two very good. And again, Hokum, I think, it did pretty well. I think, a lot of people are talking. I think it's had very good reviews too. People calling it, one of the scarier movies of the year. I think I would agree with that. I think, it's scary. It's spooky. Again, they're different, right? Hokum is not as in your face as Dolly. And
Yeah.
which is but they both do what they do very well, and they both do what they do and have their strengths and tie into the story. It's not like they're just putting it there to do it, right? Dolly's very in your face, but it's not just because. It's because that's what the story calls for. It's what the character calls for. Hokum is a slow, it's a build. It's creepy because, again, that's what the story calls for. Again, both of them highly recommend. Love them both. Love them for different reasons. Again, just two examples of the broad scope of horror and how there's so much different horror out there. That, again, I refuse to accept that there's not something for everybody. But anyway. Back to that. To me, this is pretty simple. This is I'm both movies to me. I'm calling them both 4 out of 5s. I absolutely love them both. They're not perfect because again, I don't know that I've seen. I don't know if I've ever seen the perfect that a movie that I would just flat out call 5 because once you hit that 5, it's like okay, so what? Now you can't do any better. I don't know. That's hard for me to do. But again, I think I love them both. And I thought these are two of the better movies we've seen, definitely of the year. But two of the better, I think there's two. These are pretty strong contenders for two of the better movies we've seen since we've been doing the podcast. But definitely for the year, I think these are both be at least in the discussion when we talk year in. Yeah, I don't, I didn't, I, there's no hesitation to me. Even after I thought about it and dwelled on it, I think they're both for me 4 out of 5 screams. Ike, what do you think on the ratings?
No, I definitely agree. I think that these are both solid movies just in of themselves. And I think that they are both 4s out of 5s as well for different reasons. Like you said, Hokum is, I would say, one of the better movies this year for sure. And Dolly, I think technically it came out last year, but obviously it didn't come to Shudder
Oh,
until
that's
this
true.
year.
Yeah, that's true.
But I do agree that these are two very, very solid movies and some of the better ones that we've seen, and I mean, such a long time. I feel like there's been such a string of not so great movies. And I just feel like these were definitely refreshing to see and to be like, oh, okay, here we go. This is what I'm looking for. So I'll 100% agree. 4 out of 5 on both. Make it easy, make it nice, and make it simple.
Yeah, we've talked about sometimes, movies get in their own way, right? It's almost like they're afraid to commit to what they want to do because they're afraid they're going to lose a little potential chunk of an audience. These movies did not have said fear.
No.
They committed to what they wanted to do, and I think that makes them all the better. I can't sing their praises again, and I'm sorry, I'm a little biased. I love Dolly. Oh gosh, I thank the stars that we got the movie Dolly because it's right there, one of those movies I'm going to watch a lot. But I'm also excited though. Next episode, we are going to watch and review the movie Whistle. I'm curious to see this one. This sounds fun. Sounds like a movie that I could really enjoy. But we'll see next episode what we think. Before we get out of here on this one, though, we'd like to say thank you to our wives and then all of you listeners and followers for all of your support. And speaking of following, make sure you subscribe to us on social media. We're on pretty much any platform. Just search for Listen the Number Two and Screams or Listen to Their Screams, and you will find us. So before we close and get out of here, Ike, anything else you want to add?
Oh man, well we are already almost halfway through May. It's crazy. I feel like it's just we're like a week away from halfway, and I feel like April just started. So, man, time is going by fast, and the movies keep coming out. I'm really excited for Back Rooms here in a couple weeks. So I just want to throw that out there. Pretty pumped for that one.
There's some good stuff coming out. I mean, it's what's wild. We're talking about these movies, how good they are. I mean, and it's May. We still got over half the year left. And some other, it's things to, that we're expecting, things we're looking forward to, things that we're not even aware is going to hit us yet. And fingers crossed, maybe some Crystal Lake. Who knows? We'll see. I think that'd be a nice cherry on top of 2026 if we got some Crystal Lake. But we'll see. So, all right, then let's close this out. Again, guys, go subscribe to Shudder. Go subscribe to Screambox. Go watch Dolly. Go watch Hokum. Go watch anything and everything you can. We talked about the older movies, right? Go watch Soylent Green. Go watch Ice Cream Man. Go watch Maniac Cop. Just go watch it all. Just be supportive of horror in all of its forms. But until next episode, wherever you go and whatever you do, be good, be safe, and have many pleasant nightmares.